This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. One of the hardest things to do in the wake of a disaster is communicate. A former head of the FCC, along with Harvard professor Jonathan Zittrain, have just submitted a plan for addressing that. The idea is for people with internet routers and mobile devices to actually become little pieces of tech that create a communication network in the wake of something like the Boston Marathon bombings or a hurricane. There's a name for these things, ad hoc networks. Jonathan Zittrain joins me to talk about this. Hello, Jonathan.
Glad to be here.
Tell me what an ad hoc network is.
An ad hoc network is one that can be made on the fly without knowing exactly who's going to be a member of it and exactly how it's going to function, and one typically where the members of the network are also the users.
So as a user, you're also a node.
That's right.
How would this work in emergency situations?
Well, in a recent article, the former chairman of the FCC, Julius Genachowski, and I had two proposals, one modest and one a little more ambitious.
Okay.
The modest proposal was that we should make it easy for people and companies and retailers to open up their otherwise private or limited Wi-Fi access points in times of physical trouble near where they are.
What's a more ambitious way that this sort of thing could work or this sort of thing could be implemented? What's your second idea?
Well, a more ambitious idea is to realize that when, as happened in the Boston Marathon for all but text messaging, for telephone communications and data, internet access, the network goes down, it's really scary for people. And they may even have friends or family nearby, but they simply can't communicate with them exactly when they need it the most. And the funny thing is, when you have a mobile phone, you've got a two-way radio. So our thought is to be able to make it so that any mobile device in this time of trouble can communicate with any other nearby mobile device and onward. So that creates a mesh of sorts where each device is able to talk to nearby devices that in turn talk to other nearby devices that might be two clicks away from the original device. And with it, you've got everybody in communication with everybody else.
Jonathan Zittrain, a man who likes to talk about extra credit, co-founder of Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you.